Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You have found your way into the lobster pot where the water is always terrific, just the right temperature, and where we consider old-time religion, which is the religion of the prophets, the apostles, the martyrs, confessors, and saints down through the ages who have found favor with God, whose lives we emulate. Well, the reading from the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament appointed for the Eucharist today is Zechariah chapter 2, 10 through 13. Here's what it says. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Well, indeed, he has roused himself from his holy dwelling, and that's one of the great themes of Advent leading us to Christmas. These words, I am coming, I will live among you, as found in the reading for today, singularly, the great theme of Advent. The Lord is coming. He came among us and is with us by way of the Incarnation and his Holy Spirit, and he is coming again surely in the second coming when time and all will come to an end as we know it, and the new heavens and the new earth will be born. But listen to this theme again. I will live among you. Now, just hold that quotation from Zechariah, and let me jump to the Gospel of Matthew. A virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So this coming among us, this rousing of God coming among us and living among us, takes shape and form in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, Christmas. But that's not all. This coming is still in the future. The second coming of Christ, we say. And if you'd like to read about how God will be in the midst of his people, read Revelation chapter 21, which is a description of what life will be like under the new heavens, on the new earth, with God at its center. Well, this is a great theme. What a great religion Christianity is, enshrining the truth of the Scriptures, Hebrew and Christian, into one Bible, giving it inner consistency. Zechariah 2, Matthew 1, Revelation 21. Well, thanks for coming into the pot today. I hope to see you back here again.